Good morning, everyone. I'm R.W. Estala with a word in Edgewise. Today is the 27th of July, the 208th day of 2026, with 157 days waiting for us on our journey to 2027. Once upon a time, at the University of Colorado, just north of the Boulder Flatirons, I took a seminar with Professor Ron Billingsley, who believed learning was the discovery of oneself, one's environment, and the relation between them. No wonder he was so intent upon our understanding the difference between a mechanism and an organism. 20 years prior to the vocation I met him in, he had been a U.S. Navy aviator departing from and returning to the decks of aircraft carriers at sea, a skill set he told me prepared him for a future where nothing much bothered him. After 5 years of flying A-1s and the like, however, he decided to pursue a graduate degree and explore the sort of different rarefied air one might find in higher education. But that didn't mean Ron wanted to become a pontificator. One of his favorite poets was Emily Dickinson, and he especially liked her poem, "I'm Nobody, Who Are You?" I'm nobody, who are you? Are you nobody too? Then there's a pair of us. Don't tell, they'd banish us, you know. How dreary to be somebody. How public, like a frog, to tell your name, the livelong June, to an admiring bog. In fact, years later, when Ron retired and I asked him whether as an emeritus he had been able to keep his office on campus, he replied, "Nope, I'm nobody," knowing I'd easily catch the illusion. Yet Ron was no sedentary soul. Into his 70s, he was leading hiking groups in the Swiss Alps and generally continuing to inspire me, to believe that anything was possible when someone sufficiently wanted to make it happen. With considerable sadness, then, I learned last week that Ron had passed recently. Through Ron's wife, Jocelyn, was of great comfort, telling me that we needed to think about summer and butterflies and the soulful implications of both, as Ron, who was steeped in world mythology, would have wanted us to elevate the moment. Still, Ron, who had circumnavigated the Earth several times teaching semester at sea courses, was increasingly concerned about what humans were doing to our only home. Poet Kathleen Ellis metaphorically echoes these thoughts in "Who's Afraid of the Wolves at the Shore?" We're running out of names for hurricanes, and the latest ones are impossible to pronounce. We're running out of time to be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. Who's afraid of low-lying islands and shorelines sinking into ocean, into infinity? Who's afraid of mounting storms reinventing continents? Who's afraid of the absence of wild salmon long migrated to cooler waters? Who's afraid of the Great Barrier Reef reduced to rubble? Who's afraid of the wolves lapping at the shore? For every day we celebrate the beginning of new lives and find some comfort in our hope for the future. Among the abundantly famous birthdays for today are those of Jean Barré, Alexandre Dumas, Leo Durocher, Homer Haynes, Bugs Bunny, Norman Lear, Claire Hogan, Andy White, Jerry Van Dyke, Peggy Fleming, and Maureen McGovern. And of noteworthy historical significance, today in 1909, Orville and Wilbur Wright, builders of the world's first military airplane, the Wright Military Flyer, completed final test flights for the sale of the aircraft to the U.S. Army Signal Corps for $30,000. Heavenward tonight in the southeast sky, our waxing gibbous moon appears to hang near the teapot asterism of the constellation Sagittarius the Archer, and tomorrow we have the full buck moon, known variously as the feather molting moon, the salmon moon, the berry moon, the raspberry moon, the moon when the chokeberries are ripe, the ripe corn moon, the thunder moon, and the halfway summer moon. From Orono, Maine, I'm R.W. Estala with a word in Edgewise, welcoming this sixth week of summer, the 31st week of 2026, and the fifth and therefore final week of July. Keep the faith.